Well, on ESPN Radio of the Lehigh Valley.
5:44 in the Lehigh Valley.
Hello, it's Toyota's Toyota Time Sales Event.
5:44 in the Lehigh Valley, and the Iron Pigs sweep the doubleheader. They had to sweat out both of them. It didn't look like it was going to be that way early on in Game 2, but it ended up being that way for the Iron Pigs. They were up 4-0 and 5-1. Could have been up more after the robbed home run. Ended up winning 5-4, and we'll tell you how we got there. 7 innings, but a lot of action out at Coca-Cola Field in Buffalo, New York. For the Iron Pigs, it all started with the very first inning in the top of the first. Roman Quinn walked. That's always a bad idea if you're in opposition. You never want to walk Roman Quinn, because when Roman Quinn walks, bad things happen for you, and good things happen for the Iron Pigs. Of course, leadoff walks in general aren't your friend, and then when you walk the second batter in J.P. Crawford, well, it's no better. Then Cam Perkins comes up. Cam Perkins moves them both over with a ground ball to first base, and then Dylan Cousins walks. Now, the bases are loaded, and Rhys Hoskins is at the plate, and oh, what do you think Rhys Hoskins did?
All three lead, 3 walks in the inning. Hoskins awaits the 1-1, swung on and hammered out left field pretty deep. Siciliani is back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here. A grand slam for Hoskins. And he put a world of pain in the chances for Santos today.
Of course Rhys Hoskins hit a grand slam. There's nobody hotter right now than Rhys Hoskins. Hoskins goes yard and 4 runs score, and the Iron Pigs early are up 4-0 in this one. And in the bottom of the first, Luis Garcia making his first start in, oh, say, about 3,277 days. He got off to a pretty darn good start on his own. He struck out Daryl Siciliani. He struck out Dwight Smith Jr. And then he struck out Mike Ullman.
Now the pitch here. He struck him out swinging. So an inning that was very Luis Garcia-like. 3 batters, 3 strikeouts, and a clean slate. A service master clean sweep. Good start for Garcia. 3 strikeouts, and after 1, it is 4-0 Piggies.
And following that, no action in the second inning at all from either side. Both going down 1-2-3. In the top of the third inning, after Dylan Cousins and Rhys Hoskins back-to-back struck out, Nick Williams, after a good long at-bat, hit a single, and that brought Hector Gomez up to the plate. Hector Gomez, who's still looking for his first home run of the season, thought he had this one, but Siciliani had other ideas.
Deep, Siciliani is back at the track, he leaps at the wall, and he makes the catch, and he robs Gomez of his first home run as an Iron Pig. He went up and made a leaping grab at his apex, plucked that ball from over the wall, and brought it back for the final out of the inning. Gomez can't believe it, and instead of going up 6-0, Siciliani makes a star-worthy grab and literally steals a home run out of the back pocket of Gomez, who stands on first base, watching the video board in disbelief.
At the time, maybe you thought, it's a good play, but it might not affect the Pigs so much, but as it turns out, that play made a huge difference in this game, because if the Pigs go up 6-0 there, I mean, that's a big, big hit. That, in a 7-inning game, puts you even further ahead if you're the Pigs, and even it's just a mental, you know, a big mental climb back up if you're the Bisons, because, yeah, a grand slam, guess what? You can do that in one swing. 6 runs, not so much. You can't do that in one swing. So, Daryl Siciliani makes the big play to keep it at 4-0. In the bottom of the third, well, the Pigs, it looked like they were going to make another bid for another no-hitter as another 3-up, 3-down inning for the Bisons. In the bottom of the fourth inning, no action happened in the top of it. The Pigs went 1-2-3. Mike Ullman stepped up and put the Bisons on the board.
Here's a 2-1 swung on, ripped out left field deep. Cousins turns and watches it. This ball is out of here. A low line drive home run off the bat of the home run leader for Buffalo, Mike Ullman. And Buffalo is on the board. It's 4-1.
So a little bit of life shown by the Buffalo Bisons there. They put one on the board and trailed 4-1. In the top of the fifth, however, the Pigs would take that right back as Cam Perkins would double, and then that would bring Dylan Cousins to the plate.
Here's the 2-0. Swung on and driven out to right center field. A long run over. It's going to fall in front of Fields, a base hit. Perkins is being sent around from third. The throw to the plate was cut off and then dropped by the cutoff man who had a play. Telez couldn't hang on to it. The old Gero Yepremian yip. And that allows Perkins to score without a throw.
And just like that, the Pigs got that run back. And they now led 5-1. But in the bottom of the sixth inning, or actually, let's even go to the bottom of the fifth inning first. When in the bottom of the fifth, this is where all the action actually started, not the sixth. I apologize for that. In the bottom of the fifth inning, it started with a Jason Lebelobijan single. Then Rafi Lopez came to the plate. Now, Rafi Lopez hit a weak fly ball, which looked for all the world like it was going to be caught by Roman Quinn. However, he did not. He dropped the ball, and that drop led to two on and nobody out. Jake Elmore lined out. Jonathan Diaz flew out, but then Roman Fields stepped up.
Ramos checks second, deals 2-0. Swung on a ground ball through the middle and past the dive of Crawford, a base hit. Rounding third and scoring is Lebelobijan. So he will plate on the two-out RBI single by Fields. That is an unearned run because of the drop in center by Quinn.
So a run came across, and it was now 5-2. Then the man who made the huge catch earlier in the day on Hector Gomez, he came up, Darryl Siciliani, and he made it just a little bit closer.
To the corner, a run is in 5-3. They're sending home Fields, who can motor, and the relay throw is muffed. He'll score with a slide and no throw, and on the muff, going to third for the tying run is Siciliani, and he's in there safely.
And now that would make the score 5-4, would mean that there was the tying run on third, and Pat Vendetti came in to face Dwight Smith Jr.
And with a man on third, another 3-2, and he struck him out swinging on a fastball. Got him, 82 on the low outside corner. Down goes Smith, and Venditti gets a huge strikeout to preserve the lead.
Is there anybody more reliable than Pat Venditti so far for the Iron Pigs, as he came in and he held down that lead for the Pigs, and it remained 5-4. In the bottom of the sixth inning, after a Mike Ullman walk to lead off the inning, Rowdy Tellez would foul out, and then Jason Lebelobijan would step up to the plate.
Runner leads off, first pitch is swung on, hit the second, could be two. Florimone Fields shovels to short for one. Crawford slings it back in time. A bang-bang play, a scoop by Hoskins, and the inning's over. Just like that, a Univest twin killing at a great time for Lehigh Valley.
So that double play erased the runners in the sixth inning, and that meant the Pigs could go into the seventh with a lead. In the top half, Roman Quinn would lead off with a single, but would go nowhere on the play as the next three batters, Crawford, Perkins, and Cousins, all got out. In the bottom of the seventh inning, well, things started to get interesting for the Pigs. Rafi Lopez led off with a single. Jake Elmore then came up, and this was the defensive play of the game by Rhys Hoskins.
Big spot in the ballgame. There goes the runner, 3-2, swung on a ground ball. Oh, a diving stop at first by Hoskins. Gets up, his only play is to go to the bag. Hoskins on a diving, sprawling play, took maybe a base hit, maybe a double away from the right-hander Jake Elmore.
So Rhys Hoskins makes the big play, which probably keeps the Pigs in the lead and saves the game for them. The next batter, Jonathan Diaz, walked. Roman Fields then came up to the plate, and he would fly out. And that would mean with two on and two outs, Darryl Siciliani, probably the biggest player on the day for Buffalo, had a chance to end it or at least tie it up for Buffalo. But instead, he would lead to a Pigs win.
To short, flagged on a hop. Short hop there by Crawford. And he'll go to second. He'll get the out there and bring closure to a game that the Pigs saw sliding away on a well-hit ball there off the bat of Siciliani. Crawford had to either come in and catch it or risk playing it back. He did neither and somehow was able to short hop a screecher right at his feet. Holy cow, he ends the game 6 unassisted on a fielder's choice at second, and the Pigs get a doubleheader sweep, and they've won 6 series in their last 7 tries, taking 2 of 3 from the first place Bisons.
So the Pigs now 3 games over 500 with the win, and the Iron Pigs, as Matt said, go to take 2 out of 3 from the Buffalo Bisons on a 2-game sweep of the doubleheader. That means the Pigs in their 5 full doubleheaders, yesterday technically a doubleheader, but the Pigs in their 5 full doubleheaders have 3 sweeps and 2 splits. That makes them 8-2 in doubleheaders in 2017. Not a bad clip for the Iron Pigs. 5 hits, 2 errors for the Pigs, including that one that was near costly in the 5th inning. 4 runs, 5 hits, and an error for Buffalo. The Piggies were 2-for-7 with runners in scoring position. They left 5 on base. The Bisons were 2-for-7 with runners in scoring position. They also left 3 on base. For the Iron Pigs, Garcia went 2 innings, no hits, no runs. He struck out 4. Cesar Ramos, 2 2/3, 4 hits, 4 runs, only 1 earned. He struck out 1. Pat Venditti, he gets the win, his 2nd of the year, and that came against his former team. 1 1/3, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. Michael Marriott, he gets his 2nd save of the year, 1 inning, 1 hit, 1 walk. For the Bisons, the loss goes to Luis Santos, 1 inning, 1 hit. It was a grand slam, 3 walks, a strikeout. Jeff Béliveau, 2 innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. Will Browning, 3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 1 earned run, 2 strikeouts. And Matt DiMatti, 1 inning, 1 hit. Time of the game, 2 hours, 17 minutes, in front of 4,411 fans at Coca-Cola Field in Buffalo, New York, in 48-degree overcast, 12-mile-per-hour wind temperatures. So the Pigs take 2 out of 3 from Buffalo. They're up to 16-13, 3 games over 500 on the year, and return back to Coca-Cola Park tomorrow night.